Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. I'm Rich Trappolino. U.S. House Antitrust Panel Chair David Cicilline confirmed that Apple CEO Tim Cook agreed to testify as part of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee antitrust probe. Recode's Kara Swisher tweeted that in an interview with Cicilline, Cook, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos will all appear at the hearings to be held in late July. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Richard Blumenthal published a manager's amendment to the proposed Earn It Act, which would cause tech companies to lose their safe harbor protection of Section 230 if they did not comply with best practices for the removal of child sexual abuse material. The amendment removes the commission that would have drawn up best practices and possibly have required a backdoor to encryption. Instead, companies would be beholden to existing state laws. California will begin enforcing its digital privacy law. The law went into effect January 1st, but companies had 6 months to become compliant. The law lets consumers ask companies what information they hold and ask them not to sell it to third parties. Companies found in violation will be given a warning and 30 days to fix the problem. On Thursday, Apple announced it will close 30 retail locations in Alabama, California, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, and Oklahoma, following previously announced store closures in Florida, Mississippi, Texas, and Utah on Wednesday. Apple has now closed 77 retail locations due to COVID-19 that had previously been reopened. Apple said it took these steps out of an abundance of caution. Walmart announced it plans to turn the parking lots of stores into drive-in movie theaters starting in August. Walmart is partnering with Tribeca on the theaters and will offer carside service for snacks. Pricing of the movies and screening schedules were not announced. Vizio announced pricing for its first OLED TVs, originally announced at CES. The TVs will come in 55 inches for $1,300 and 65 inches for $2,000. Both will offer two HDMI 2.1 ports that support 4K at 120 Hz and offer HDR and variable refresh rates. The TVs also include Chromecast and AirPlay 2 compatibility. Vizio expects to ship the TVs in the fall. WhatsApp announced it will roll out the ability to add contacts in the popular messaging app by QR code. Other updates rolling out over the next few weeks include animated stickers, a dark mode on desktop versions, and the ability to focus on one participant during a group video call. Instagram confirmed it's testing new ways to display stories. The test shows two rows of story bubbles on the Instagram home screen with a See All Stories button that will show a full page of story bubbles to select and scroll through. As part of its Summer Games Fest, Microsoft announced the Summer Games Fest demo event that will be held from July 21st through the 27th. Xbox One users will be able to play over 60 demos during that time, including Chris Tales, Destroy All Humans, Haven, Hellpoint, Skatebird, The Veil, Shadow of the Crown, Raji, An Ancient Epic, and Welcome to Elk. In the announcement, Senior Product Marketing Manager Glenn Gregory said that these demos should be considered show floor demos and do not represent the final forms of games like the demos commonly found in the Xbox Live channel. The latest Windows Insider build in the Dev channel features a redesigned start menu for Windows 10.
This removes the solid color backplate behind the apps and uses a semi-transparent design that can be customized with accent colors and set to either a light or dark mode. Some users in the dev channel also received an update to Microsoft Edge, which will now open all browser tabs in one panel with an Alt-Tab command when using the app. Facebook sent out notifications to users of its video sharing app Lasso that the app will be shutting down July 10th. The app originally launched in 2018 in select markets and offered similar experience to TikTok. Users can download videos from the service prior to shutdown. And finally, an analysis of password dumps by the Turkish computer engineering student Ada Hassel found that the password 123456 accounted for 1 out of every 142 passwords used and was the most common single password for the last 5 years. Overall, the 10 most common passwords accounted for 6.6% of all passwords in the dataset. Hassel used a dataset with over 1 billion login credentials previously published and included 168 million unique passwords. The analysis also found average password length was 9.48 characters and that only 12% of passwords used a special character. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.